This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. By the way, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America, including in the Caribbean, as well as around the world via the speed of the Internet. And a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep America free and safe. And to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, everybody that's working, thank you for the job you're doing keeping America rolling along. And especially those snowplow drivers and sanders, again, up there in the lake effect areas where the snow and out west in the Sierra Nevadas, up there in the northwest. Holy cow. Good luck. Now, I also want to tell you that you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check out everything that's over there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com website. All right, Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com is with us, and we were talking about all things Latvia and Biden and money amounts and all that sort of stuff that suddenly were in the news again yesterday.
Well, it's really very important, and we have to necessarily arm ourselves with some of these things to challenge these Democrats who are going to vote according to their oath to the Constitution for impeachment. And when it comes to monies and corruption in Ukraine, it's a huge, huge thing. And we're talking not just a few thousand dollars over here or $100 million over here. We're in the range of billions.
Right.
We tend to forget things like Ukrainian or Uranium One. Where were the Democrats if they voted to their, you know, their pledge to the Constitution? Where were they? Because you don't hear any of them screaming and yelling about the Uranium One transaction, do you?
No.
You don't hear any of them screaming and yelling about the extortion money that we gave to Iran.
No.
They've got very selective memories. I'll kind of give you a thumbnail sketch of where Rudy is going. And several years ago, several Ukrainian oligarchs virtually stole Ukrainian money from the country that was sitting in a bank called Private Bank, P-R-I-V-A-T,
yeah.
Bank. And they moved these monies, at least $5.5 billion, and we're going up from that number, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And the money was moving in shell operations and in loans. It was some really wacky balance sheet financial transactions that they were doing. And the money was taking different directions and going through different routes. Not all of it went the same place. That would be too suspicious. And so that isn't the track that Rudy Giuliani is on. Does it involve Biden? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Does it involve several others? Yes.
You bet.
But let me kind of give you yet another matter for the sake of the listeners. We have this crazy Ukrainian called Kolomoisky.
Right.
Kolomoisky has actually, he's been accused several times of contract killings and embezzlement in the past. Well, we have this Democrat congresswoman by the name of Debbie Marcuselle Powell, who's out of Florida. Her husband is a lawyer. Well, he took $700,000,
yeah.
Accepted $700,000 from Igor Kolomoisky. And she, by the way, sits on the House Judiciary Committee.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you see, it really involves an awful lot of other people going way beyond the Bidens. So, now she's certainly going to vote to impeach Trump. So is her vote a conflict of interest because her husband took $700,000 to represent essentially, lobby money.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
One would think. So, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, there's some real work to be done. And these events really aren't new. It's just that until we started hearing about Ukraine, if we hadn't heard about Ukraine, we wouldn't have known about all these things unless you go search for them. But here comes Ukraine, which really started off with Paul Manafort, and then it festered out from there. So we're going to find out just how nasty,
yeah,
things really are in the halls of Congress on the Democrat side.
Yeah.
It looks a lot like all things Panama Papers, if anybody remembers Panama Papers.
I do, yeah, and I think the audience does, yeah. By the way, we did. You and I did quite an expose on that at the time because many people were not talking very much about it, and we got into that. And I remember that we got a lot of questions over that, and it was a very in-depth interview that we did back and forth, you know, talking about the different things, and the people really appreciated that. I got a bunch of really good comments after we did that.
Well, let's go back to 2008 because little Mr. Hunter Biden.
Yep.
I really got to wonder where his money has gone because he was fresh out of college and uh-huh. yet he ends up getting a nice little check as a retainer fee, a consultant fee by MBNA.
All right, hold that thought because we're going to have to come right back here after this break. Then we'll continue this discussion. And then, folks, we're going to talk about the letter that the president sent to the Madam Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. And I got some key points here we're going to point out here. Wait till you hear this one. Holy smokes. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Go on.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, affectionately known as USCCA. And if you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, over on the right tab is a red, white, and blue USCCA logo. Click on that logo, and it'll open up a screen, and on that screen you'll see the sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. Every day they give away a different gun. Sign up to see if you can win that gun, because we've come very close, but so far no gun, and we'd like to give one away here to somebody listening in the audience. And then after you do that, consider becoming a member, because there's three levels of membership, and you will have absolute total peace of mind when it comes to your gun rights and anything that may happen with you using a gun, a knife, a stick, a club, a bat, whatever it is to defend yourself, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. The last person standing is the first person you're going to look at when the law enforcement authorities show up on the law, on the scene. Now, if you sign up for one of the three levels of membership, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. So, do that. Let us know, and we definitely would like to welcome you into the USCCA family, because I am a life member of the USCCA. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, let's finish what we were talking about. Go
for it. This organization, this company, MBNA, was the largest employer in Delaware at the time when they hired little Mr. Hunter. And what was going on at this particular time is, right out of college, he founded a company and then was hired by MBNA.
Yeah.
Now, why would he? What kind of consulting on what? He's fresh out of college. You see what I'm saying?
Well, they're out of Delaware too, aren't they?
Well, MBNA is, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the question then becomes, and this was done because MBNA was part of a expansion of online banking. And so
yeah, and they did a lot with credit cards, too. There have been a lot of credit cards out there.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was a bill that was working its way through Congress, a bankruptcy bill. Right. And, of course, Biden, the father, was, you know, he was trying to push this. So they're saying one had nothing to do with the other. The question then becomes, where did all Hunter's money go? And you know that Joe, Sleepy Joe,
yeah,
was going to, you know, play some big roles in these kinds of things when things were getting pushed through. And, you know, with these lobby organizations and whatnot. So, I guess the big question is, and I'm kind of disappointed in the Trump White House because they're not asking the question. And the question is, if we don't investigate Biden now, when do we investigate them?
Right.
I mean, what he's doing is really kind of a public service. He's trying to say, look, voters, do you really want this cat,
right,
you know, as president?
Right. Now we've got to drift over here because the big story of the day, and it should be the big story of the day, is the chief judge of the FISA court putting the deadline down January the 10th for the FBI to get back to her and tell her exactly how all of this stuff transpired with Mr. James Comey and company at the FBI.
Well, after the Inspector General's report came out, now it put some weight onto the FISA court. And the FISA court is nicely angry, if you read the text of the letter.
Oh, yeah.
It's nicely angry, going back to the FBI and the Department of Justice, saying, you know, what steps are you taking to clean this up? You need to tell us, you know, how and why you cheated these applications. And how can we be trusting and of what has come? And that all is well and good. I mean, that sends a shot across the bow for sure. But I would also say that the FISA court really didn't go far enough, because I would go back to the FBI and say, of the last, just for a window of opportunity here, let's go back to the last 8 years, and you tell us what was missing from FISA applications.
Uh-huh.
In other words, put a review back onto the FBI and say, how many other times other than these four FISA applications that had to deal with Carter Page and George Papadopoulos, how many others? And tell us now. So I would really be sending a much larger shot across the bow, because, I mean, we're concentrating on this one FISA warrant that was renewed three times that had to deal with Carter Page.
Yep.
The question is, what other ones were there? The other piece that's very important that has, and I've written about it, is we cannot forget, and it was in the headlines for a little while and went away, the Obama White House, with Susan Rice and allegedly Samantha Power, did all these unmaskings.
Right.
Well, that into itself should be, I would say, at the top of the scandals, because these unmaskings had everything to do with Trump and his transition team and those that were part of his campaign. So the unmaskings was really, I think, the avenue to the spying / surveillance. So I don't want that piece to be forgotten. So you listeners out there, you know, if you happen to show up at any of these town halls or have conversations with anybody else, you got to put the unmasking back into the talking points.
Now, let's talk about the letter that was shot off to the Speaker of the House by the President. It starts out this way. This is one of the first excerpts in the President's letter that I've got here for talking points. The articles of impeachment introduced by the House Judiciary Committee are not recognizable under any standard of constitutional theory, interpretation, or jurisprudence. They include no crimes, no misdemeanors, and no offenses whatsoever.
Well, that's right. And by the way, you know, White House lawyers wrote that letter from which he signed, and that's okay.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
But here's the other thing. Pelosi responded, and she didn't even read it.
No. And here's the second one. It says, Speaker Pelosi, you admitted to, and here's the one that she didn't read when she responded. Speaker Pelosi, you admitted just last week in a public forum that your party's impeachment effort has been going on for 2.5 years, long before you ever heard about the phone call with Ukraine. Then he says, before the impeachment hoax, it was the Russian witch hunt. And that's what she responded to.
The letter is really an interesting letter because he is trying to put all events into one document. And, you know, obviously it went to Pelosi. She hasn't read it, but it was really to everybody else. And I don't think it necessarily went far enough because of the scandals and all the things that have gone on against anti-Trump by the Democrats since the day he was sworn in. I would argue that it started way back in his campaign days. But, I mean, these Democrats have no reservations about destroying people or positive things that would help the country, least of which is Kavanaugh, the Kavanaugh hearings.
Yeah.
So there's a wide view here that the listeners really need to understand. They literally don't have an issue to destroy people. None. And I'm happy with the letter. I think it was very aggressive, very assertive.
Oh, yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But it should be a tool for the listeners to grab and just kind of read through and check out some highlights.
Here is the big assertive part here on going on the offensive. The president said, and I quote, "You are the ones interfering in America's elections. You are the ones subverting America's democracy. You are the ones obstructing justice. You are the ones bringing pain and suffering to our republic for your own selfish, personal, political, and partisan gain." Boom.
Well, those pieces cannot be denied, can they?
No, they cannot.
If for nothing else, let's think about the Inspector General's report. The 17 flaws, the 17 broken things that were highlighted in Horowitz's Inspector General report were all against Trump. Notice that none of them were for Trump. You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like they're happy to destroy. They're on a search and destroy mission. And I think that in some cases, Maxine Waters really gave it away. And that was, go after these people, whether they're at a gas station, whether at a shopping mall, or whatever else, go after them.
Yeah, good luck with that. Then there'll be plenty of that coming because they'll go back to that this summer, watch and see. All right, you got to run. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
At first.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for all the great articles she puts out there. And we are coming right back. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the eve of the vote to impeach President Trump, he sent a scathing letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, declaring his innocence and accusing her of subverting American democracy. The 6-page letter seemed like a long presidential tweet, but a bit more formal. He said, more due process was afforded to those accused in the Salem witch trials. You have cheapened the importance of the very ugly word impeachment.
Look, this has been a total sham from the beginning. Everybody knows it.
The president accused Pelosi of inventing the charge, abuse of power, branding it completely disingenuous, meritless, and baseless. Pelosi, he wrote, suffers from Trump derangement syndrome. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 31 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., and the other one right here in Clearwater, Florida. And believe me when I tell you, in 14 short months, you'll be well on your way to a high-paying and demand job. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, as Bo would tell you, our good friend Bo Browning, who is the vice president in charge of the student body over there, he would tell you that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. As a matter of fact, more people have chosen to go to technical schools and vocational schools to learn a trade that they believe is going to bring them right out, and they're going to get into a really good paying job with great benefits, and away they go. But here's what they don't tell you, folks. You're going to start as an apprentice, and then you'll work your way up the ladder. And then you're also going to start more than likely as an 80 percenter, because whether you're in a union job, which most of these jobs are that you get out of the trade schools, if you're a welder, if you're an electrician, if you're a plumber, if you are a heavy equipment operator, most of those are going to be union jobs, and you're going to find out that you're going to start out at 80% of whatever the going rate is. How would you like to start out full scale, $50,000 to $60,000 a year, and have the opportunity to have a six-figure income within a year right off the bat as a certified aviation maintenance tech? Well, here's how. Go to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. That's the National Aviation Academy. Take a look at what they have to offer. They have two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. The other one right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. And at NAA.edu, you can ask to take the tour, set up a schedule so you can come visit one of the campuses. Or you can just get on the telephone and give them a call. Now, the number to do that is 800-659-2080. Again, 800-659-2080. So ask to take the call, or make the call, rather. Take the tour by calling them. I'll get it right in a minute. 800-659-2080. Or go to the website, NAA.edu, and do it that way. Whichever way you do it, you'll be glad you did. It'll be a tremendous career move for you. Well, according to the Army Times, five brigade combat teams have been identified by the Army Forces Command and Army Futures Command to participate in future drone tests coming this spring. Now, some of that may take place right here in our backyard. And good morning, George. Nice to see you there. Missed you last night, but I understand you had important things to do. We had a big crowd last night, too, George. Now, something that I need to point out to you is that the U.S. Defense Secretary, Mike Esper, said that he needed to speak with his Turkish counterpart to understand how serious President Erdogan was when he said he would shut down the Incirlik Air Base. You know, that's the one that has U.S. nuclear weapons in it. Need to find out about that. Also, a fire main ruptured the flooded Essex storeroom over the weekend. Authorities are probing what caused the fire to rupture the onboard the amphibious assault ship Essex earlier, flooding a storeroom. We'll let you know more as we find out about that. There were no injuries reported, by the way. In addition, one of the Navy sailors killed in the Saudi gunman's attack at the Pensacola Naval Base reportedly had boundless energy and a fierce loyalty to family and friends in Georgia that will make him the most amazing guardian angel ever, according to some of the friends closest to the slain sailor. Hundreds of people showed up for the funeral. I'm sure that's going to be the case here, too, in our area, with the young man that died, that resided over in St. Pete. By the way, this business going on with this gun and how this guy got the gun, we've been telling you what's involved there. Matter of fact, we told you before anybody else knew it because our crack news staff here, and kudos to Roger P. Shulman for digging in and finding this out about the loophole by way of Canada and the hunting licenses so that the Canadians didn't have to get involved in the big problem at the border transporting weapons back and forth, which is a big no-no when it comes to Canada. They just don't allow the weapons in, and they certainly don't want them going out. But that's the difference there. By the way, two U.S. Air Force legends are going to be promoted, one posthumously, under the new 2020 defense policy bill. Colonels Cole and McGee. We'll see how that all works out, because as far as I know, that passed, so we should be hearing about that here in the next day or so. Now, the Marines, retired Sergeant Major, and some young Marines, the young Marines commander, in California, have been charged with some things that, unfortunately, you don't ever want to hear about. Oh, what was in the storage room? Oh, it was a flooded. It flooded in the Essex. It flooded the main room there, Susie. So there you go. By the way, the Coast Guard was in a race against time the other day when they made a daring rescue, all captured on video, to save a fisherman's life up off the coast of New England. And they did just that. Coast Guard is a tremendous branch that people they take them for granted until you need to have them. By the way, the head of the Louisiana National Guard is retiring after 37 years in the military, including 8 years as its top leader during the state's response to disasters, including major floods, hurricanes, and cyber attacks on government. And the Battle of the Bulge was celebrated this week, the 75th anniversary. Side by side, the Allies and former enemy German forces together marked the 75th anniversary of one of the most important battles in World War II, the Battle of the Bulge, which absolutely stopped Adolf Hitler's last-ditch offensive to turn the tide of the war. My dad was involved with that, and after that, his unit, the 82nd Airborne, hooked up with General George S. Patton in the Third Army, and away they went on to Berlin. I remember him telling me about that. By the way, the Pentagon has also issued a $6.5 billion contract for network support. Now, the company is called Leidos, L-E-I-D-O-S, and they won a contract to support services for the operation, defense, and sustainment of the Department of Defense's major information networks. This will be starting real soon. Did you know that South Korea is one of the top buyers of U.S. weapons, according to an annual report that came out yesterday? How about that? Not too shabby, huh? And let's not forget that the Navy and the pilots and the pilot trainers and the people on these air bases, especially after what happened with the shooter, are being a lot more vocal as to wanting to be armed on those bases. And apparently, there's some movement afoot to do just that. Make sure the shore patrol is armed, number one. The people guarding the planes are armed, number two. And we'll see how that marks, that plays out, because that should have been done, in my opinion, a long time ago. But that's just me talking. All right, we're coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be calling in. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. It's time for our financial report that we usually get into. And I'm going to try to get a hold of Chris Markowski. He just sent me a message and said that he can't get through to me. It says all circuits busy. So I'm going to try to call him and see if I can reach him here. But Chris is, I wonder if it's because of the storm up there. You know, something it might be. Might be because of the storm. So we'll find out here in a minute. But I want to talk to Chris today, if I can do it, about and let me see if I can get him right here, right now. I'm going to try this. So we'll do this live and see if we can get him. Here we go. Let's see what happens. Okay. Bear with me. Live radio. Let's see if we get him. All right, Mr. Chris. One ED. All right, hold on there, Mr. Chris. Okay, live and in living color. Guess what? I got a hold of him. He couldn't get me. I got him. Good morning, Chris.
I never had that. All circuits are busy.
Now listen, you guys have got to pay your damn phone bills up there. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure it's got something to do with the weather. You've had such horrible weather up there. And again, up there along Lake Ontario, you know, they got a big mess. But what I want to talk to you about, and I've got an audio I've got keyed up here from Larry Kudlow. A lot of people like to pick on Larry, and I want to hear what you have to say about these comments that he made yesterday. 20 seconds. Here we go.
Again, I'm going to argue that with digital services, financial services, with protection for intellectual property, literally hundreds of billions of dollars of new direct investment are going to come into the United States in the weeks, months, and years ahead.
Okay, now I guarantee you we got people that are listening that do investment shows and financial shows right now are going, he's out of his mind again. So what say you?
Well, listen, I've got to get my arms around, exactly, what he's talking about this type of investment coming in, because I really don't understand or I haven't seen the type of protections that we're going to have in regards to intellectual property and how that this whole thing is going to work out.
In China, you mean?
Right. I hope he's right. I don't see that type of number right now, and obviously, Larry's, he works for the president, and obviously he's a politician now more than a financial guy. I don't know if there's some exaggeration there. We'll see. Either way, any type of intellectual property protections is going to be great. The money flowing into the country, maybe the other place is going to look to set up shop here. I hope so.
Now, here's the other part of the tag team, Jim Cramer. Listen to what he says about Elizabeth Warren.
Speaking of this year, over on Real Money, you wrote about one wild card in 2020, and her name is Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
Jim, let's take a look at that, because she has gone after every sector and industry, and it's not quite known which one she'll go after next. So if she grabs the bull by the horns, what should investors do? Where can they find opportunity?
Well, no, cash. The theme of my Real Money piece is that the insurance risk it is what you need to worry about, that there is no opportunity with Elizabeth Warren.
There's no opportunity with Elizabeth. These guys just don't like her, do they, the Wall Street guys?
Nobody. I mean, as far as investments are concerned, yeah. What he means having insurance, you got to be taking a position. People are going to start moving to cash if they see that, you're going to see, she starts winning various different primaries and starts doing well, you're going to definitely see the market take hits. There's no doubt about it. Because people, like myself, I'm going to start looking, okay, I'm going to have to prepare, I'm going to have to, move to some assets and try to, protect my clients to some degree. Without a doubt, you're going to see asset flows out of stocks if she starts winning some primaries.
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to happen. I don't see that happening. She's going backwards, and Biden is still hanging up there towards the top. Now, let me ask you a question. Rudy came out yesterday and dropped another bombshell talking about the information that he's got, which is coming out in little bits and pieces. And we did hear yesterday about Joe Biden, and Rudy mentioned Joe Biden was responsible for $7.5 billion worth of money coming out of the Ukraine. He personally was responsible for getting $7.5 billion handed out.
Yeah, they're looking more and more like a major money laundering operation over there in some way, shape, matter, or form. It looks like many people involved. But listen, this is how these politicians, another way that they get really, really wealthy. They facilitate these transactions, and they are almost take their VIG. They take their commission for doing this type of stuff. But it's pretty sad. It really is. But yeah, this is how these people do it. They don't have to start businesses. They don't have to do anything important. They just have to use their positions of power and take money. It's mafia style, basically. Same thing.
Yeah. Have you seen the letter that the president sent to the Madam Speaker?
Yes, I did.
Okay, let me read this one part of here and see what you think. This is a direct quote from the letter. Quote, you and your party are desperate to distract from America's extraordinary economy, incredible jobs boom, record stock market, soaring confidence, and flourishing citizens. Your party simply cannot compete with our record.
Spot on. No doubt.
Sure.
It's got to be the focus moving forward. And you got to be careful, people, because, the goal would be now to extend this impeachment trial from now until eternity and make it last as long as possible and get everybody focused on paying attention to that. And, that's what the media wants too. They would love this. It'd be like an extended version of Law and Order that lasted, 10 months.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's going to be an interesting reaction today, I think, from the stock market because of something we're hearing right now about the FBI and the chief FISA court judge. She is reacting to the IG's report, Mr. Horowitz, about the FBI, and she's given them until January the 10th to give her some answers to respond to what the IG report found out. I don't know where this is going to go after all of that, but if I were James Comey, I think I would be thinking about maybe adding another attorney or two to his household.
I don't know if it's going to affect the markets much. It came out late yesterday in regards to the FISA courts. I mean, these judges, I mean, they must be besides themselves. If I was a judge, this is what I don't seem to understand. If I was a judge and a FISA court judge and I was duped by, you know, the people, the information that was brought to me, I mean, isn't there any, no accountability with that? I mean, is that not a contempt of court to some degree? I mean, I don't know how it all works, but if I was a judge in this situation and I was lied to like this, I'd be pretty ticked off.
You remember we talked about a company called WeWork, W-E-W-O-R-K, WeWork?
Yes.
They just won a $1.75 billion financing package with Goldman Sachs backing.
Well, they need the money, and they're falling apart, and they're trying to keep the company from going bankrupt. That's how bad the situation is. That's why they got the financing. But they are falling apart. They're a real estate company. Goldman Sachs is invested in it. SoftBank's invested in it. They were supposed to go public not long ago, but basically most of the company is just a scam. And a lot of these investors that are in this company trying to keep the company afloat a little bit longer to see if they can get their investment out.
So what are you looking for the market to do today in lieu of all the different stories we got? You know, today's the big 6-hour debate and the impeachment vote and all that sort of stuff. You think the market's going to react adversely?
I don't. You know, it's going to be hard to tell. I don't know if it's going to actually trade on those headlines. It depends on what the algos are doing, the algorithms, and whether or not that they're pricing this stuff that I think there would have to be some major bombshell or something that goes off that wouldn't be in Trump's favor that would really send the markets in a negative direction. I don't think the markets are pricing much of anything really bad happening when it comes to the administration right now.
Okay, and folks, I've been talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Website is watchdogonwallstreet.com, and you're getting ready to do your weekend show that's out there on, what, 250-plus stations or thereabouts, right?
Yes, sir.
Okie dokie. Well, we will talk to you tomorrow morning on Friday and see what happens after today.
You got it. Have a good one.
Thank you very much. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now, I want to remind everybody, coming up Saturday, I'm going to be at Moss Nissan, 11001 North Florida Avenue, right there with the Moss Acura dealership. They were having their Santa Moss sale there and their grand opening. Whale of a deal going on there. Stop on by. I'm going to have a bunch of free stuff I'm giving out. They got stuff for the kids. They're going to have camel rides because they got a nativity scene there, and they're going to have different things for the kids to do, so it's a family event. There's also going to be food there. Don't know what it's going to be. Going to have a lot of fun, and there'll be some music and some entertainment there. So there you be. I'll see you there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. come Saturday. Moss Nissan, 11001 North Florida. Be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.